And now, an Envision Financial podcast with Luke Smith on Canberra's 2CC.
Yes, it's Friday afternoon, and thank heavens for that. Joining me in the studio, as he does every Friday afternoon, Luke Smith, good afternoon.
Maybe someone's just told him that it's too late to get a super contribution.
I don't know.
Maybe that's why he's upset.
You never know. You know what? People can't say they weren't told, because you were banging on about that for quite a long time.
Mate, I've been banging on it. I'm out. Golf course edition today. I gave up this morning. I had a couple of meetings on a golf course and I called it evens.
So. Today is the last business day of the financial year. I know some people do business on weekends, so for them it continues until Sunday.
Yep.
But for you, of course, you're in rest and relaxation mode now.
For the last 6 to 8 weeks of manic. Yeah, it's everyone's cooked their goose as of 20 minutes. It's all too late now. Yeah. So if the money's not in, you're not claiming a deduction. So.
And as we have done now for the last couple of weeks, we're actually turning our attention to the new financial year, which starts on Monday. And today's topic, new financial year, how about some new financial habits? And I know at the end of the calendar year, people love to make New Year's resolutions. Yeah. Oh, I'm going to tell my family I love them, or whatever the case might be.
Correct.
So the end of the financial year is a great time for some new financial year financial resolutions.
Yeah, look, it's a great line in the sand, exactly like you say. Christmas time, great time to, you know, lose a bit of weight, run a marathon, whatever you want to do.
No, it's not Christmas time you put weight on. It's New Year that you say, oh dear, I've gone too far, I need to lose it again. Yeah. Yes,
well, 1 July, great time to have or consider a change of behavior financially, because there are a few things that are going to occur from the 1st of July. One of them is that the $27,500 limit for deductible contributions and concessional caps is increasing to $30,000. So that's a great one now to say, okay, I've been salary sacrificing at work and my work make a regular payment out of my wages into super. You want to be going in first week, next week, and say, listen, can you bump up what comes out? Because you might be able to get, you know, cash flow permitting, you've got a couple of grand there that you can add and build into the super fund over time.
Well, the other thing that's actually happening from the 1st of July is people are going to get more money in their pay packets thanks to those tax cuts that were originally legislated all the way back, Scott Morrison. Now we're finally going to get that in our pay packet from next week. So people will find they have a little more money. Yeah. So one of the things you can do with that little extra money is, instead of rushing down to the shop and spending it, you could invest it.
That's right. And again, adding a little bit of that to a super contribution is one way. And the first point I had here was, look where the money's going. It's a good chance to take stock at 30 June and understand where some pain points may be. And I think I don't like using the word budget, because I think it turns people off, and it's like the word diet. You know, people, they hear diet, they think starve to death.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need to do that. Just have an understanding of where things are going and the frequency of what you're doing, because I find a lot of people have the misconception that I only spend that much on that. When they actually look at the numbers, it's generally a lot more. And just look at some of those consistent things that are occurring and say, well, this is a regular event. Do we need it? And we've said in previous shows, do you need 9 pay TV channels? Because we all sit down and scroll for 25 minutes trying to find something to watch across 6 networks.
But you know, Luke, I've got Star Wars on Disney. I've got the Motorsport on Fox. I've got something else on Netflix. I don't want to miss it.
I know, me neither. But you know, you take 2 of the 5 out. All I'm saying is, if you know where it's going, you know, things are expensive. Life's expensive. People are doing it tough. We need to accept that a change of behaviour may be appropriate. And as you've rightly said, pay rises are coming because of the reduced tax cuts. You know, a full tax cut would have been much nicer, but...
Oh, no, it's still the same tax cut, just distributed differently.
Yeah, okay. That's a good way to sell it.
Well, people on very high incomes get less of a tax cut, but the people on the more modest incomes get a much bigger tax cut.
Yeah.
So there you go. So that's me. I'm the one getting the bigger tax cut. You can blame me.
Me too. But a great segue off your comment about there's a few extra dollars. If you know where your money goes and you can get some savings, I think the best thing people can do is start something from the July. If it's just something little, open a micro investing app, open a Vanguard investment platform, buy a growth index, and just put something in there. If not for you, for your kids. And we spoke a couple of shows back about, you know, the simplistic way of starting something for children. And I've had a number of parents come in this week having listened to that episode and go, tell me more about what I can do. I didn't realise I could start with so little.
Yeah.
And you can open these micro-investing apps with $100.
There's a crazy ad that they run during the football for one of the big banks, and this is bloke running around singing, one single dollar, one, and yeah. you can what you can do with your yeah. one single dollar.
100%. And I think if you took one or two coffees a week out of your routine and just threw that into a micro-investing app and let it compound, nothing bad's going to come from that, right? That's great behaviour. It's like going on a diet. You don't need to cut out everything. Just cut out a couple of the naughty things that have a lot of calories in them and keep doing good things.
Mm-hmm.
All I'm saying here is if you're going to move into a new financial year, great time to open something, kick it off and just let it cook. Just leave it alone. And then if you do have a couple of extra bucks from your tax cut, maybe instead of putting $50 a month into it, make it 60, make it 70. You're only going to waste it on something you don't need. So you might as well leave it either for yourself or for your kids. And that brings me to my next point. If you're going to do something, automate it. Don't have to transfer money. You don't have to physically do something. If you can automate whatever you decide to do, that could be money into an offset account, it could be a new account for a holiday, it could be a new account for a tattoo, it could be a new account for some Jordans, whatever it is. Get it as an offset account if you have a mortgage because you want to be saving and actively putting money somewhere, but you also want it then reducing the assessable interest on your home loan. So most lenders, and I say most, not all, but most good lenders will let you have multiple offset accounts.
Yeah.
So if you do want to have a shoes and shopping account or a travel account or a kids account, whatever, get one and actively move money into it so that you don't have to think and transfer, because as soon as you've got to do it, you'll miss weeks, you'll miss fortnights, and you'll get to midway point of the year and go, oh, we didn't really do that.
Yeah. And it's so easy because most of us already automate some payments anyway. We might automate, 100%. You know, if we've got a regular payment for rent, we might automate that. If we've got a regular payment for bills, we will kind of automate those. Yeah. So we do it already. We just need to do it for our own benefit.
Exactly right. And just leave it alone. I think automation is really, really key. We've talked about the salary sacrifice option. Go and increase what you're doing if you can, or just do a little bit more. Or start one if you haven't, because I find, the one thing I've seen of late when people have increasing costs, food, mortgages, rents, that discretionary lump sum that they've been able to save at the end of the year, at the moment I've found over the last 4 to 6 weeks, there's a lot less available to be able to throw into super at the end of the year. Now, I would much rather you do $50 a fortnight or $100 a fortnight where you can, than have to find $8,000 or $10,000 as a lump sum at the end of the year in light of all of the rising costs that people are dealing with. So you'll miss less, but you'll end up with more at the end of the year if you can, again, salary sacrifice, go to HR. Hey, can you just put $100 into super? Make it work. The tax cuts are going to make it work for you, as you've pointed out. So you've got no reason to not be better off, or at least equal to what you had this year.
Yeah. And of course, the other thing is, if you say take $100 a week as an example, because that's easy to calculate, it's just over $5,000 a year. Now, if you want to put $5,000 into your super at the end of the year, you could do it that way by saving up and then putting it in.
Yep.
But if you put it in every week, those little increments are already starting to earn interest once they're in there.
Exactly.
So you're actually contributing more than the $5,000.
Yeah, and you look at what markets have done and how crazy price stuff is at the moment. Not only are you benefiting from the deduction, but you're benefiting from the growth of what's in there.
Yeah.
But you're also then identifying, hey, I'm not a great saver. Hey, my self-control isn't great. Hey, I have a range of things that I can blame. If you have it done for you, there's a greater chance of having more in there at the end of the year, but you will miss less along the way. And I think that leads me to my next point. Set a specific goal. If you don't aim at something, you're going to hit nothing. All right? So regardless of what it is for your household, pay off more of the mortgage, make an extra payment to the offset account, pay down the kids' school fees faster, pay the investment property off, add money to super, save for a new car. Whatever it is, doesn't matter what it is, write it down, shove it on the fridge. And the most important part of this is make it realistic, okay? Don't go, okay, by 30 June next year, we're going to do X, all right? Not going to happen. What could I do by the end of September. Give yourself a short time frame. Okay? Make it realistic. Did you hit it? Did you not hit it? If you hit it, reward yourself. Buy yourself a new pair of Jordans. Buy yourself something. Go out for tea with your partner. Do whatever you want to do, because that's a huge achievement. Yeah. And I think if you can stay engaged with those objectives and those goals, the likelihood of you making them sustainable is increased tenfold over hoping that you get something done by 30 June, because it only takes the dishwasher to blow up, the hot water to blow up, and a car to need some repairs.
Indeed.
And you throw your hands in the air and go, oh, it's too late now, it's all done, I'm not going to bother. Short time frame, make it reasonable, make it achievable.
Yeah.
Build in some consequence. I find this year, this financial year, the people that have had the biggest problems, and this sounds silly, but it's what I'm seeing, the people with the biggest problems have sometimes the best cash flow because they have no consequence in relation to their behavior. So if you need to build in some consequence, and what I mean is, if you've been lucky enough to pay your house off and you've been paying a $3,500 mortgage for the last 15 years, you know you can do that. You pay your house off and now there's no consequence. There's no need to direct that money to something. I find it becomes frivolous, it gets wasted,
yeah.
And at the end of the year, somebody goes, oh, I should have saved $40,000, but I didn't.
Exactly.
So create some consequence through your goal setting. And the last one I think that's really important is take stock of what you've got at home. With all of the apps, Marketplace, eBay, and whatever else you can think of that's on your phone, if you've got something in the garage you haven't used, right, sell it. Get rid of it. If you've got clothes in the cupboard and you haven't put them on in the last 6 months, there's a good chance you either got fat and they don't fit, or you got too thin and they don't fit, or you just don't like them anymore.
Yeah.
Sell them. You know, the value of basic assets in people's houses, if you actually went online, you could sell just about anything now from the comfort of your lounge room after work and generate some additional money that way. That could be seed capital for Vanguard, seed capital for a micro-investing app, or additional money into your super, or pay off your mortgage with your offset account. Take stock of what you're not using, sell it, move on, use it for good.
10 to 5, Luke Smith from Envision Financial is with me in the studio. We'll be back with more in a moment. Well, it's about 5 minutes to 5 now. Luke Smith from Envision Financial is with me in the studio today. We're trying to set some new financial habits for the new financial year. All right, so what do we need to remember?
Well, I think the first one is know where your money's going. And again, I'm not saying have a detailed budget to the cent, but just look at the big reoccurring expenses and see if you can either shave them, get rid of them, or reallocate that money, because it's something that you thought you'd cancelled, because we've all been guilty of that, especially on an iPhone. Have a look at the apps and the things that you're paying for every month that you haven't used for forever, because I was mortified at a translation app that I took out in 2014 to go to Argentina that I found about 6 months ago.
Right.
That just says I'm not great with tech, but, you know, whatever. Direct a little something into a micro-investing app or a portfolio. You don't have to be a stock specialist. Pick a growth option, have 70 to 80% of it in growth assets, throw in $50 and throw in $10 a month. And if you can do 20 or 30 or 40 or 100 or 200, do whatever you can afford to do for your children. I know I did some numbers for a young lad in the office this week, and we were at $700,000 or $800,000 with a few assumptions for his two-year-old when that two-year-old was 25. Like, and the assumptions weren't astronomical, and we talked about them on the show the other week. So start with little, add a little, but add it consistently. Automate what you can. Go to HR and ask if they can put some more money into super in light of the tax cuts that we've been talking about and the saving that you're going to get. You don't have to put it all in. If you save $300 in your pay, put 50, put 100, put a third. Just put something into super, because you might not think about it now at 38, 42, 51. You will be thanking yourself at 60 to go, wow, look at this good behavior,
yeah,
because it's compounded to a number that now is really beneficial. See what you're not using at home. If you can sell it, sell it. If you don't need it, get rid of it. I think, you know, financially and emotionally, people have had a very tough financial year in light of all of the economic events and things that have gone on of late. So if you can shed some waste and make some money, there's some seed capital for a micro-investing app. There's some seed capital for a Vanguard. There's some seed capital for a personal deductible contribution. You know, there's value in your cupboard drawers. And if you're like me, you open stuff and go, oh, didn't know I had that. Shows how often I've worn it. So, you know, make the most of what you have at home. You'd be surprised what you can sell, because the apps now make it very, very easy and very affordable. And also set some short-term goals. Don't worry about 30 June next year. Worry about September. Make it affordable. Make it consistent. Reward yourself if you hit it. And I think that will give people some really good skills and some new habits leading into the new financial year.
And where can we get more information?
Yes, so 6260-4749. envisionfinancial.com.au on the internet. We've got the strategy stacker Luke Talks Money on iTunes and Spotify. We've got the YouTube channel Envision Financial Canberra. You can subscribe to that and get a back catalogue of all the shows that we've done. We've got YouTube Shorts. We've got the strategy stacker on the Tiki Talker. And all of these types of financial strategies are in Smart Money Strategy, your ultimate guide to financial planning. I'm not sure if you buy it, it's deductible, but ask for forgiveness.
Depends on what you do for a living. Luke, thanks very much. We'll catch you next week.
See you next week.
Luke Smith from Envision Financial back again at the same time next Friday.